good to be with you.
很高兴跟大家在一起。
And we bring greetings from all over the world.
我们经常在世界各地跑来跑去。
I didn't understand any of the introduction, so I'll give a little bit of my own introduction.
刚才院长们介绍我一个字都听不懂，所以我自己来做一些简略的介绍。
In the Free Methodist Church, we have 20 bishops internationally around the globe, and I'm one of those 20.
So, 在我们那个地区呢，有20个那个全世界有20个都。
We have 14,000 churches, approximately 14,000 churches in 92 countries.
在92个国家呢，我们有14,000间的巡理会的教会。
And I feel like I've been in every one of those, but I haven't. You can say that. Okay. All right. So we've been in many places around the world.
我们到处在世界各地呢跑来跑去的。
But we always enjoy coming to Asia because we lived here in Asia for a while.
我曾经在亚洲待过一段时间，我常常到亚洲来。
And we're thankful for you that are studying to do ministry. Thank you.
非常感谢各位在这边的事工。
I want to talk to you this morning about the concept of home. And everybody really is looking for a home.
我今天早上还跟大家讲家的概念，大家都在寻觅一个家。
Everyone wants to find place.
每个人找一个。
But what I would like to do, for a moment, I would like to have you do something.
我想让大家做一点事情。
I would like you to turn to somebody, close to you, and I want you to ask them the question, where are you from?
我想要你跟你旁边的人说你是来自哪里。
Where do you consider home? Okay? Ask them, where do you consider home? Okay?
你来自什么地方？你的家在哪里？
Okay. All right. Now here's what you said. I'm going to tell you what you said.
我要告诉大家你们可答案是什么。
Some of you define home as the place that you're living right now.
有些人会觉得说你的家是你现在所住的地方。
How many of you said the place that you're living right now?
回答这个答案的请举手。
Okay. How many of you talked about the place that you were originally from when you were born?
有几个人说你的家是你最初出来的地方。
All right. How many of you talked about the place that you're most familiar with, where you've spent most of your life?
有没有人说你的家是你待的最久的、最熟悉的地方？
Okay. All right. There's a few of you. How many of you mentioned the place where maybe your parents were originally from? In other words, the place where you originated, your whole family line.
有几个人答你的家是你父母亲所出生的地方，你最原生的。
All right. Nobody?
没有人。
Okay, all right, one. Usually, people will give interesting responses to this.
通常呢，大家会对你的家提出蛮有趣的答案。
Now, where is your place? Where do you feel most at home?
什么是你的家？什么是你真正的家？
40 years ago, 90% of the people answered where they live now.
几年前呢，大概有90%以上的人呢，认为家就是他们现在所在的地方。
Because 40 years ago, people didn't travel that much.
因为40年前呢，那时候的人呢，没有像现在人这么经常飞来飞去的。
They were born in a place, in a culture, and they continued to live in that culture and stay in that relatively close to that place.
他们居住在一个地方，在那个地方是他们的文化生根的地方，他们就一直呢待在那里。
Only 32% of the people now answer that question, the place where they reside.
现在呢，只有32%的人回答说，家是他们现在所在的地方。
We are in a movement, a global movement right now.
现在做的是一个全球性的移动。
We all know about urbanization. People are moving to cities.
我们都知道人可能会在不同的城市呢移动。
People are going where the money is, where jobs are.
人们呢可能会去做其他的工作，跑到其他地方去。
And so, people find themselves in other places, and they meet different people.
所以人们会在不同的地方跟不同的人碰面。
And they get married to somebody from another language, another race, another culture, and they have third culture kids.
他们可能跟来自不同文化、来自不同语言、来自不同种族的人结婚。
That's becoming increasingly, the reality of the world in which we live.
这是我们现今所居住的世界的一个很明显的事实。
I could even use as an example, the President of the United States, my president.
我也可以举一个我美国的总统的例子。
His father is from Kenya, is African.
Obama 的爸爸来自肯亚，非洲的肯亚。
His mother is Caucasian and she's American.
他的妈妈是白种的亚洲人。
He spent several years growing up in Indonesia.
他青年的时间呢住在印度。
And his
印尼 Indonesia.
And his sister is married to Chinese.
他的姐姐呢是跟一个中国人结婚。
And they live in Canada.
他们现在住在加拿大。
And someone asked him one time, they said, President Obama, where are you from?
有一次有一个人问他说，奥巴马总统，你到底来自哪里？
You know what he did?
你知道他的答案吗？
He scratched his head.
他搔搔他的头。
He said, let me think about that.
请容许我想一下。
That's the president of a country.
那个是国家的总统。
He couldn't answer the question.
他居然没有办法回答这个问题。
And more people can't answer that question really well.
越来越多的人没有办法好好的回答这样的问题。
I disciple and mentor many people that are big leaders, millionaires that own large companies.
我在很多的国家做过很多的门徒训练工作。
I ask that question of those people. There are 8 of them.
我也问很多人这样的问题。
Only one of them could answer the question easily.
只有一个人能够很轻易地回答这样的一个问题。
That's the world in which we live.
这就是我们现在所居住的世界。
I don't even know exactly how to answer that question because we've traveled so much.
我不知道大家会怎么样去细腻回答这个问题，因为我四处飞来飞去的。
I've lived in 3 countries.
我住在三个国家。
I speak 3 languages.
我使用三种不同的语言。
I'm an American.
我是一个美国人。
My wife is Canadian.
我太太是加拿大人。
I have children that were born in Canada and children that were born in the United States.
我的孩子有的出生在加拿大，有出生在美国。
So my kids don't even have the same citizenship.
所以我的孩子没有共同的市民权。
When I travel to Africa,
当我到非洲去
，with so much of the movement in Africa because of the genocide and the murder, there has been so much movement that's taken place.
我到非洲去，我这样经常跑来跑去，因为在非洲，你知道有很多的种族屠杀，有很多的一些事件。
It's very unusual for me to meet someone whose whole family is from that place.
我能够在一个地方碰到他们的全家族的人，这是一件很不寻常的事。
Now, why do I say all of this?
我为什么要跟大家说这些话呢？
Because one of the most important things for people around the world is to feel at home.
因为对全世界的人来讲，一件很重要的事情就是说，我们必须要找到一个可以成为家的地方。
But if we're looking at home as a place, most people will never find home.
但是如果我们把家定义为地方，那我想大多数人都找不到家。
And that's good news for Christians.
对基督徒来讲，这是一个好消息。
That's good news for your ability to do evangelism and share Christ with people.
所以当大家去传福音跟别人分享福音的时候，这是一个好消息。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because your home has never been in a place.
因为你的家永远不会是这个地方。
Home is not about soil for the Christian.
对基督徒来讲，
It's about soul.
家并不是土壤，而是我们的心灵。
It's not where your soil that you're standing on, but it's about the soul.
并不是你所占的这个土地、这个土壤，而是在我们的心灵里面。
The passage that you just read a few moments ago.
你刚才所读过的约翰十四章的这些经文。
You have to remember Jesus. He's in the upper room. He's with his disciples on that last day before he was arrested.
耶稣跟门徒讲说：“你们的家、你们的住处是在天上那个地方。”
He was only talking to them about very important things in the upper room.
他跟他们讲的是一个在天上的家非常重要的概念。
And he talked about sending his Holy Spirit to come to be with the people.
他说他会 差派圣灵跟他的门徒同在。
Now, those of you that have taken the Gospel of John, you know that they refer to that not only as the upper room discourse, but we call it the epic of the Holy Spirit. It's the teaching about the Holy Spirit.
我们如果读过约翰福音十四章，我们知道他讲的不只是圣灵，他讲的就是圣，他差派圣灵来。
Verse 16 of chapter 14 talks about the Holy Spirit.
十六章一直到
16.
十六节他一直谈到圣灵。
Same chapter, verse 26.
二十四章也一样，十六章跟二十四章都谈到圣灵。
Chapter 15, verse 26.
第十五章也是一样谈到圣灵。
Chapter 16, verses 7 through 13, talks a lot about the Holy Spirit and his role.
第十六章里面很多的经文都谈到圣灵的角色。
And it was in between those two first two verses that Jesus speaks to them aboutwhere home really is.
在那些经文之间，耶稣跟他们提到说，你真正的家到底是在哪里？
In this passage, he talks about the very fact that God, the people that really truly love God and obey the teachings of Christ, they'll be at home.
在这经文里面提到说，爱神的，而且遵守他命令的，他们会找到真正的家。
Because it goes on in verse 23 to say, because my Father will makeAnd my father and I will make our home with him or with her, with the person.
二三姐提到说，那边呢有我父为他们预备的家。
The person who is in Christ, who's serving Christ, will live a life that's settled in Christ.
在基督里面，并且服侍主的人，会在基督里面找到他安居的家。
In fact, for the Christian will never feel like home is in this world where we live.
所以对基督徒来讲，我们永远不会在这个世界上找到一个我们真正的家。
The Apostle Peter made that very clear.
那个使徒彼得他讲得非常清楚。
If you've read Peter, he begins his first letter by talking about the people who were scattered among the nations, and he mentions many different nations.
在彼得前书他提到说，我们都分散在各族不同的地方。
In fact, there are so many nations, somebody's calling on a cell phone right now to tell us how many nations, okay?
这世界上很多的地方哈，对。
Come on, that's a joke. You're supposed to laugh. All right. And he talked about, he said scattered, because the people felt scattered. They were persecuted in the various areas where they lived.
他说分散，因为那个时候的使徒，那个时候的门徒呢，被逼迫，他们分散到世界各处去。
But he didn't want them to feel scattered or to feel as though they were strangers, because they're not strangers. You're strangers here.
但是呢，他们在这个地方虽然是好像客旅的，他提到说，我们在这个世界上就好像客旅。
So you'll notice in chapter 1 verse 17, if you were to read in Peter, he says, "Live your lives here as strangers in reverent fear."
他彼得在前书里面提到说，我们在这个世界上就好像是寄居的，好像客旅。
In other words, he begins that verse by saying, "God judges everybody impartially."
他提到说，上帝呢会论断每一个人，审判每一个人。
And so go ahead and be a stranger because you are one. You are a stranger here.
我们真的就是客旅。
Why would we be considered strangers?
为什么呢？
Because we are. The Lord has made He's made our heart His home.
对啊，我们是客旅，因为呢，我们这个地方，我们的心才是我们的家。
We actually have two homes.
我们实际上有两个家。
But neither one of them are any place that we've ever lived.
但是没有一个家是在这个世界上我们现在所在的地方。
One home is referred to in John chapter 14 as the home of God in our heart.
我们其中一个家是约翰福音十四章所说的，那个家就在我们内心里面。
The other home, spoken of mostly by the Apostle Paul, is in heaven.
另外一个家呢，是保罗所说的，那是天上的家。
In chapter 1 of Philippians, Paul makes it very clear. He said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain.
在腓立比书第一章，彼得讲得很清楚，活着是为基督，死的也是为基督。
And he talks about, he says, I'm torn, I really don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
不知道该怎么办。
I don't know whether I should stay here or go to heaven.
我到底是应该要在这里呢，还是到天上去呢？
But when he takes the comparison of being home here or being home in heaven, he said, I desire and depart to be together with Christ.
但是他说，我宁愿离世与基督同在。
Which he says is better by far. It's better.
Yeah. 这是好的一件事情，与基督同在。
It's better to be in heaven, he says.
在天上是更好的。
Chapter 3, verse 20, he says, because our citizenship is there.
因为我们在天上拥有公民权。腓比书第三章还有提到这一点。
He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, he tells us that our desire, we long to be apart or away from the body, but at home with the Lord.
在那个哥林多后书第五章还有提到说，我们宁愿脱下这个身体，然后呢，与基督同在。
So does have a Christian have a home?
所以基督徒是有另外一个家。
Yes, actually we have two homes.
所以实际上我们有两个家。
We are at home or we feel at home anytime we're in the Holy Spirit.
我们与圣灵同在的时候，那个时刻，那个地方就是我们的家。
But we always live with the understanding that there's another home with which we yearn to be.
但是我们心里应该很清楚，我们有一个我们更渴望回去的家。
In other words, we have not just one home, we have two homes.
所以换句话说，我们是有两个家。
And they're better homes, they're more secure homes.
那是一个更好的家，在天上是更好的家。
There are places where we know that we can thrive.
那是一个我们知道我们可以信靠的一个家。
We understand the culture.
我们都了解文化。
We don't have to learn a language. We intuitively learn the language.
我们会学习语言，我们学习文化。
We have no question who the king is of this home, of this place.
我们毫无疑问的，我们都知道谁是在这个地方掌权的王。
We don't have to wonder who our father is.
我们不需要去质疑我们的父神是谁。
We don't have to try and struggle to know what the rules of engagement in this kingdom are.
我们不需要到处犹豫飘忽挣扎。
The Lord brings every person who comes to faith in Him, brings them finally home.
在基督里面有信心的人就能够找到真正的家。
I've planted many churches.
我拓植了很多的教会。
I've planted 12 churches.
我拓植了12间的教会。
And I've also been a church planting coach. I've coached many more churches.
我也指导了很多的教会拓植的事工。
Planted churches in the Philippines.
在菲律宾我也拓植了教会。
Planted churches in America.
在美国也是。
Planted churches in Canada.
也在加拿大拓植教会。
And everywhere that I've been, I've seen people come home.
不管我到哪里，我都有看到人们回家来。
When they find Christ, they finally settle into the place that they were intended, they were created to be.
当他们在基督里面，他们就找到他们的家。
The last church that I planted, we had many hundreds of people. It was a large church.
我拓植的这间教会呢，好几百个人，那是一间大教会。
And there was one woman, and she became a Christian, and she came to church every week.
有一个姐妹，她后来成为基督徒，她每个礼拜都来教会。
She was very beautiful.
她长得非常漂亮。
She was a model in magazines.
她是一个杂志的模特。
All the men would look at her when she would come to church.
所有的男人看她来教会的时候都目不转睛。
And all the women would look at her when she came to church.
他们都很怀疑的看着她，这个人来教会干嘛的？
And she would always sit in the second row, same place every week.
她每个礼拜都坐在同一个地方，坐在第二排。
And I would get up to preach, and when I'd stand up to preach, she would start crying. She would just cry every day, every time.
我常常是站起来这样讲，这样走动着讲道。我每次讲道的时候，她就哭泣。
I thought, well, maybe she's new and she's very nervous, and so that's why she's crying.
我想说她可能是新来的，而且很紧张，所以每次看到我就开始哭。
But she was doing it every Sunday for 2 months.
可是她连续每个礼拜天来做礼拜的时候哭。
Finally, I went to talk to her after 2 months of her being in church.
她来两个礼拜之后呢，我就问她了，哦，两个月。
I said, "Why are you crying? My sermons are not that bad."
我讲的讲道没有那么悲惨，你为什么每个礼拜都哭呢
？People usually say they like my preaching.
人们想说这个牧师呢，大概讲的很糟吧
？She said, "No, it's not that."
她说不是。
She said, "I have never found home until I came here."
他说：“自从我来到这个教会，我才找到真正的家。”
I've never felt at home with my family.
我跟我的家人同在，我从来不觉得那是一个家。
I've never found a place that I could really consider home.
我从来没有找到一个我可以认为是家的地方。
But every time I come to church,
但是每次我来教会的时候
，and God is in my heart.
神就在我的心里面。
And I'm among my real brothers and my real sisters.
周遭的人都是我的弟兄跟姐妹。
And I'm hearing truth.
我听到真理。
And I'm experiencing love.
我体验到什么是爱。
And I've received grace. I've received grace.
哦，我领受到神的恩典。
Then I'm home.
那个就是我的家。
You see, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
父子圣灵。
We, it says in verse 23 of John, we will make our home with them.
我们就是一个家。
And so our home is here as long as we have the Holy Spirit with us.
只要我们有圣灵同在，这个地方就是我们的家。
And our home is in heaven. We know we desire to be there.
在天上有一个家，我们知道我们深想去那里。
We'll finally be able to live in a settled place.
我们能够住在永远定居在那个地方。
We're all pain. We're all war. All of those things are gone.
所有的一切痛苦，所有的一切劳苦，全部都会消失。
What does that do for the Christian?
这个对基督徒来讲，
in a world of mobility.In a world that's mobile, that's traveling around.
我们在这个世界上呢，到处移动。
That means that everyone is feeling unsettled.
每一个人都在不稳定的状态。
Many people don't feel like they really fit.
每一个人都没有办法在这里找到一个安定的感觉。
I asked that question on a college campus once.
我有一次在那个大学营问到一个问题。
It was in a chapel service like this.
那是一个 chapel 的一个聚会，就像现在这样。
Only there were over 2,000 people in chapel.
只不过那个 chapel 里面有2,000个人。
And I said, how many of you have a place where you really feel like you fit? And then, not very many hands went up.
我问在座的人说，你有没有任何一个地方你认为是你适合居住的？
I said,
很少人举手。
How many of you feel like you don't fit anywhere?
有多少人觉得说你好像到哪里去都不适合居住？
More than 50% of the hands went up.
半数的人举手。
You see, people are unsettled.
你就知道人那种不安定的感觉。
Because of societal change.
因为社会的变迁吗？
Pace of life.
因为人生，你的生命会逝去吗？
Physical mobility.
或者是你的身体会产生一些不一样的变化呢？
Relational fracture and brokenness.
或者是人际关系的变化呢？
All of those things are contributing factors to people feeling unsettled.
所有这些因素都会让人觉得一种不安定的感觉。
Christ resolves all of that.
耶稣基督解决了所有这些问题。
And I have changed the way I do evangelism now. I don't share Christ the way I used to.
我现在改变了我宣扬基督的方式，我不像我以前那样宣扬基督。
I used to tell people about, everybody's a sinner. I would do the Roman road, something like that.
我以前都会跟人家讲，我们是罪人啊，要怎么样怎么样啊。
I would talk about the four spiritual laws.Four spiritual laws. What?
我以前会提到这些的问题啊，现在我现在不提。
Okay, or you can have five if you want, but four. I used to tell people specifically the practical truths about Christianity.
我以前会跟大家很提到一些很实际的基督徒会面临的问题。
I don't do that much anymore.
我现在不太说这一些了。
People's lives are broken.
人们的生命是破碎的。
People are tired.
人们觉得很疲惫。
Many people feel lost.
人们感觉到失落。
I simply ask one question.
我只有很简单的问一个问题。
I do this on airplanes.
我在飞机上。
Yeah,
在飞机上。
Yeah, I ask this question when I talk to people just in their home.
我就问我同机的人，问他说。
Over lunch.
在飞机上的时候，或是说吃午餐的时候。
And I simply ask them this. I say, "What's your biggest concern in your life? What's the biggest issue?"
我只问他说，你一生当中你最在意的是什么
？And it's like hitting the back of a horse. They just take off. It's like hitting a horse. They just run.
哦，就好像说你把那个马呢这样抽一下，他就跑了。
I ask the question and people start talking because people's lives are broken. They have concerns, many of them.
我只不过问了一个问题，然后他们就开始一直不断的谈，因为人的生命破碎不堪。
And after they've talked a long time, I ask them a second question.
那他们呢讲了陈述了很多很多之后，我就开始问第二个问题。
What have you done to fix that?
那你做了什么问题？你做了什么解决的问？你做了什么解决的方式呢
？And usually they don't run very far on that one, because they've tried many things.
他们会试过很多的方式，试过很多努力。
Then I ask a third question.
然后呢，我就问第三个问题。
How does that work?
How does
that work for you?
你的方式有效吗
And you know what?
你知道吗?
I don't think I've had anybody that says whatever they've done has worked to fix their main concern in their life.
几乎没有人回答说他们所采取的解决方式能够解决他们人生中最大的、最关切的议题。
Not one person has ever answered me, yes, what I'm doing is working.
几乎呢，很少能够提出确切的解决方案。
They'll frequently ask me a question then.
他们常问我一个问题。
Well, do you have any ideas?
你知道是什么吗?
Yeah, I've got one.
我有一个，我有一个。
And so, you know, I usually tell the people, I don't know all of your circumstances.
我通常跟他们讲说，我其实不太了解各位的情况。
And I don't know the answer to every dilemma you have.
我不知道你们所提出的问题的所有答案。
But I know somebody who does.
但是我知道。
I would simply like to make an introduction.
我很想要提出这样的回答。
And we start talking about Jesus.
我们就开始来谈基督了。
And when a person gives themselves to Christ and comes to the Lord in true faith,
当有人相信了，相信基督了，
they find forgiveness.
他们找到赦免。
When they find forgiveness, they experience the love of Christ.
当他们找到赦免之后，他们体验到耶稣基督完全的爱。
And they find home.
他们就找到家了。
And do you know what that does to people? Do you know what that does?
你知道那个对人的意义是什么吗？
They start walking on the road of wholeness. They become whole.
他们以前是好像游民一样，但是现在呢，他找到家了。
And the things that they've been holding on to so desperately, they start releasing those things.
他们以前紧紧抓住东西，然后现在开始放手了。
And so,when they start releasing things that they've been holding on to that they thought really provided a home for them, what does that do to them?
那他们放手之后呢，他们开始就抓到另外一个真正可以成为家的地方。
Gives them freedom.
因为那给他们自由。
Freedom to move.
自由移动。
And we're in a culture where people move.
我们现在所面对的文化就是人们四处移动。
We're in a world that's globally moving.
这个世界就是全球性的在移动。
But for the Christian, that's okay. There's freedom of soul and there's freedom of foot.
对基督徒来讲，没有问题，因为我们的心灵是自由的。
They don't feel tied any longer to a place that they're trying to make home. They don't feel tied anymore, restricted to a place that they want.
我们不再觉得说我们是被局限在一个特定的地方。
Because that's no longer home.
因为那个不是我们真正的家。
Their heart is home for the Lord.
我们的家是在这里，有主住居住的地方。
And their eternal place is home.
我们那个永存的家，房屋是我们的家。
I don't think it's an accident that the apostles scattered when they did.
那个初代教会的时候，那些门徒分散，我不觉得这是一件意外。
Now, I don't fully believe a single answer that many scholars give for the apostles scattering after Christ was gone.
当耶稣基督他升天之后，所有的门徒分散，我不是那么赞同很多学者所提出来的观点。
Oh, I know the answer that diaspora, the Christian diaspora, when the Christians all scattered, I know that Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD and the Christians scattered. I know that.
我知道，我知道，就是说那个分散那个说法，我知道。
And I know that there was a movement of Jesus reminding them that you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world.
耶稣也跟他们讲说，你们要离开这个地方，然后到四处去做我的见证。
But what we don't have, we do have the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations.
但是我们那个大使命。
But they did not, in their mind, have the notion of going out there. It's just that in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, you will be my disciples. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world.
耶稣跟他们说，你们要从这个地方到那个地方，到世界各地做我的见证，直到地极。
I believe that largely those people left that place. They left their places simply because home now was...The kingdom of God, the residence of the Lord, their heart, and they were able to move on.
我觉得说多数人会离开呢，是因为那个我们的心灵才是真正主所居住的地方。
They no longer had to grasp a hold of things to find home.
他们不再紧紧的抓住他们认为是家的地方。
So Thaddeus went to what is now today Iran. We know that he ended up in that area. Thaddeus, one of the apostles, went to Iran. Thaddeus, I don't know what this is. Went to
哪一个使徒?
Went to the country, Iran, that area.
他讲到其中的一个使徒,
okay, maybe I shouldn't do this with all of them. Matthew? Matthai? That's me. Okay.
Matthai.
It's reported that Matthew went to Ethiopia.
Oh, 假设, Matthai到那个以色列去。
And it's reported, we don't know for certain, but it's reported that Thomas went where? Hindu. Yeah, Hindu. India. Hindu, whatever. Okay.
Hindu,
yeah. Yeah, he went there. All right.
多马到印度去，马太到伊索比亚去，然后多马到印度去。假设
Andrew went to Achaia，
然后 Andrew 呢到那个肯亚去。
Peter and Paul both ended up in Rome，
然后呢，彼得跟保罗到罗马去。Yeah，
Peter may have ended up in another place. We don't know.
好。
The Roman Church says he ended up in Rome.
假设到罗马教会好了。Okay.
And John, of course, ended up on the island of Patmos, but he was in Ephesus for some time. John. Ephesus.
Ephesus. 到以弗所去了。
Oh, I'm making this very difficult, aren't I? Yeah, that's right.
跑了太多地方了。
The apostles didn't stay, but they didn't just scatter because they were afraid.
他们并不是因为害怕，所以才分散到各地去的。
They scattered in the power of the Holy Spirit on mission.
他们是有圣灵的同在，有那种使命感而分散出去的。And
God is still making His heart, His home, in the hearts of His people, and He sends them on mission.
上帝仍然在他的门徒的心中，然后差派他们出去。He
doesn't leave them without place. He doesn't leave them without a home.
他并没有让这些人无家可归。He
makes our heart His home.
他让我们的心成为我们的家。He
doesn't leave us without a place to end up. He provides heaven for us.
他没有让我们没有地方去，他为我们提供了一个家。In
2008,
2008年,
oh, by the way, we have four children. Four children.
四个孩子。We
have eight grandchildren. You already heard about that.
院长介绍说我四个孩子有八个孙子。
In 2008, we have a son who died.
我的儿子去世，2008年的时候。
He had cancer for 17 months.
他得了癌症，然后他生病了17个月的时间。
And he is a wonderful, wonderful young man.
他是一个很棒的年轻人。
He's a youth pastor in the Free Methodist Church.
他也是一个年轻的青年部的牧师。
He shared Jesus with everybody he knew. He was an evangelist.
他跟每一个他所认识的人分享基督。
And in the hospital, he made that his mission field.
他住院的时间把医院当成他事工所在。And
he had chemotherapy. He was having chemotherapy in his put into his skin every day.
他得到血癌。还要做化疗，得到血癌要做化疗。
But he would so he would take this. He called it his girlfriend. he would take his medicine pole and he would walk around with me.
他拿那个药，对，然后就我在医院里面，他就跟我到处走。And
he would go into people's rooms.
他到病人的房间去。And
he talked to them about Jesus.
然后跟他们谈耶稣基督。And
he led many people to Jesus.
他带领很多人信主。In
fact, he would talk to the doctors and the nurses.
事实上，他也会跟医生，然后跟着医护人员谈。One
of the one day, Mitch was too sick to walk. He couldn't walk around.
有一天呢，那个儿子叫 Mitch， 他其实已经虚弱到不太能够走路了。He
was vomiting because of the medicine.
因为药物的关系，让他很不舒服。So
I decided to let him rest, and I went down down the hall. I was just going to use the restroom and go to the family room.
那我就让他休息，然后我就自己一个人到外面去走一走。I
was stopped by four people just on that little trip.
路上呢，那四个人。Two
patients.
有两个病人,
one nurse,
还有一个护士,
and one doctor.
还有一个医生,
every one of them said almost the same thing.
每一个人讲的事情都差不多。
They said, where's your son?
你儿子在哪里?
We love him.
我们非常爱他。
He's changed this place.
他几乎改变了我们整个地方。
Our day is good when we see him, and it's bad when we don't see him.
我们如果看到他那一天呢，我们就觉得很开心；如果没有看到他呢，我们就觉得心情很不好。
In fact, the doctor cried when he saw me.
那个医生跟我讲这件事的时候，他在哭。
He said, "I've been a doctor and a physician in the cancer ward for more than 30 years."
我在这个医院呢，那个治疗癌症病患30年的时间了。
He said, "I've never met anyone like your son."
我从来没有遇过像你儿子这样的人。
He is truly a unique human being.
他真的是一个很独特的人。
He's changed this place.
他改变了这整个地方。
So I said thank you to all of these people.
所以我就跟他们讲说谢谢你们大家。
And I was gone for a while.
然后我就离开一段时间。
I came back a couple of hours later.
然后一段时间之后我回来了。
Mitch was feeling better, or my son was feeling better.
我这个儿子呢好像好一点。
And so I told him what my experience was.
我就跟他讲我的经历。
And I said, Mitch, what's the difference between you and all of these other people? Why are they commenting like this about you?
我就问他说，你觉得你跟其他人有什么不一样？
You know what his response was?
你知道他的答案吗？
He said, oh, Dad, these people have very difficult life.
他说，爸爸，这些人的生活过得非常的艰辛。
He said, I talked to some of these patients.
我跟这些某些病人谈话。
And even some of the medical personnel.
甚至跟某一些那个医护的人员谈话。
He said, "If you're a medical personnel, you're working in a very depressed environment."
他们这些医护人员，甚至他们觉得说，他们住在一个让人家心情非常不好的地方。
And he said, "When I've met these patients, they have so many problems."
当我遇到这些病人，我发现他们有好多的问题。
And he started telling me what their problems were.
他开始跟我分享这些病人的问题。
He said, some of them do not have the forgiveness of Christ that I have.
有些人没有我所得到的耶稣基督的赦免。
So they have a burden of sin. They have a burden of sin.
所以他们有一种罪的那种重担。
Some of them have broken families.
有些人来自破碎的家庭。
Some of them have not even had their families come to visit them in the hospital.
有些人甚至没有家人来探望。
He said some of them do not like their jobs. They hate their job. They don't like where they're working.
有些人痛恨他们的工作。
Some of them have no purpose in their life. They don't even know why they're here.
有些人根本没有人生的目的，他们不知道所为何来。
Some people don't understand the value that you can gain from going through difficulties. They don't have a theology of suffering.
有些人没有受苦的神学，他们不知道如何度过人生的困境。
He said some of them have more regrets than they can even repeat.
有些人呢，他们生命中呢充满许多的懊悔。
And then he said, Dad, and they have cancer too.
他们也得到癌症。
He looked at me, and tears in his eyes. He said, Dad, all I have is cancer.
他看着我，然后眼光泛着泪水。
I have no regrets.
我没有后悔。
I have the best family in the world.
我有世界上最好的家人。
I have a wife that loves me. He was married.
我有一个很好的妻子。
He said, I have so much purpose and so many goals in my life.
我的人生有这么多美好的目的目标。
I don't have one bad relationship. Every relationship that I have is a good relationship.
我所有的人际关系当中没有不好的。
He said, I'm walking in holiness. I'm hearing from the Lord.
我听到主的声音。
He said, all I have is cancer.
可是 我唯一的问题就是得到癌症。
He said, I'm at home with the Lord.
我在那个家跟我的主同在。
And I will be at home with the Lord.
有一天我会在家跟我的主同在。
Folks, we have the message for every person that feels like they have no home. We have the message for every person that feels like they have no place.
我们可以告诉别人这样的信息。
And I want us to remember that when you go to do ministry,
当你从事一些事工的时候
most of the people that you will be working with,
多数你会跟他们同工的人
whether they're the Indonesians that my brother back here is working with,
不管是印度人
they're not at home. They're not at home.
那他们不是在，那个不是他们的家。
Even the people who've lived in Kaohsiung their entire life, they're not at home. Most of them do not feel at home.
即使是住在高雄的人，他们可能终生都不认为高雄是他们的家。
We can show them the way home.
我们可以告诉他们真正的家在哪里。
I'm going to invite President Chen to come up and pray for us.
我们要请我们的院长来带我们做一个祷告。
天父，我们感谢你。 我们感谢你，真是在我们心中造作一个家，让我们因着有圣灵的同在，我们就看到每一位基督徒都是我们的弟兄，都是我们的姐妹。我们都觉得无论在哪里，我们都觉得就像在家里一样。主啊，感谢你，不但这样子，你还给我们一个永远的盼望，就是我们可以将来与你一同在一起，在天上。主啊，我们既然有这美好的家，一个是在心里面的家，一个是在天上的家。主啊，因此我们要该把这个最好的信息，好像 Mitch 这个我们监督的儿子这样的一个态度，跟人家分享这个宝贵的信息。虽然我们也会有苦难，但是那只是我们生命中的一个问题而已，但是我们有更多的盼望，更多的奇妙的恩典，是哎呀，我们在主里面竟然得到这么大的恩惠。主啊，这是我们最宝贵的信息，求主施恩，透过今天让我们真是勇于而且乐于跟人家分享耶稣基督。主啊，让他们也真能够找到家，让他们也真能够把教会，就是所有的弟兄姐妹，当作他们属灵的家。主啊，主啊，求你把这样的信息放在我们的心中，让我们深深的为这个信息而活着，让我们深深的为这个信息，把这样的信息传扬出去。因为这世界许多人在找家，在找一个属灵的家，让他们觉得可以安身立命的家。主啊，主啊，这就是你给我们的信息，感谢你，感谢你透过你的仆人今天所分享的这个信息，让我们这是在这个地上，在这个现在，就是这个时刻，我们都能够像家人一样。主啊，感谢赞美你，谢谢你施恩同在，也赐福今天每一个领受到这样信息的弟兄姐妹牧者们，都深深的从心中感谢，而且都深深的愿意把这样的一个信息继续的传扬出去。将感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
感谢主。接下来我们各处室报告，代学务处报告，下周一五月五号10:30有祷告会，11:00有崇拜，请同学注意时间参加。请问还有各处室需要报告的吗？好，那如果没有，我们就默祷散会。
今天各位许多从友会的弟兄姐妹还有牧者们哈，你可以在留在神学院的地下室一起跟我们用餐，一餐就是50块钱哈，或者你可以到附近的这边也有很多的那个餐厅哈，很多的那个自助餐，所以不管在神学院里面我们欢迎你哈，或者在外面都可以，1:00回到这个地方来，谢谢各位。